spiritual master or Maharaja, Nitya Lila Pravishtam Vishnu Parasitmat Bhakti Pratyam Kesho Goswami. And same in the Lord's feet of my Siksha Guru, Sri Srimad Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaj. We are discussing about Sanatana Siksha, and in the end he finished Madhure na samapaye, with the love and affection of Gopi. If anyone wants to serve Radha and Krishna conjugal in the Kunja Leela, they must be adopt the process of Siru Manjari in her guidance. Thus he finished Sanatana Siksha. But Sanatana Goswami requested him, I want to hear more meanings of Atma Ramas, this shloka that you told to Sadham Bhaktaja. Mahaprabhu became happy and then he began to explain. And he explained in 61 kanji, not touching before. New. Oh, then Sanatana Goswami fell on his feet. Oh, you are really Krishna. Without you, anyone cannot explain like this. Then, in the explanation of 61 kinds of explanation, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave an example of a hunter and Narada Goswami. And he told that, oh, there was a hunter. He used to kill, you know, to hunt so many deer and so many bears, tigers and all animals. But he was so cruel, he did not want to kill them at once. They should do chat-phat. Chat-phat means? Oh, rolling down here. One day, this Narada Goswami came and he saw that one bear is restless and dying, but not dying. After that, he saw some tiger, same. Again he went, or he saw other animal. Then, out of pity, his heart melted. And then he left the main road and went to hunter and told, oh, then he became very angry. Why you came here? My all animals and there so many deer, I wanted to hunt them and they fly away. They have run away. Why you came? And he wanted to chastise Nal, but he could not. His tongue was stopped. Very strong. And then Nal told, I have a question. Why you kill the animal, but not at once with life? Only half clean and they are chastised. Oh, I have learned from my father that in this we feel very happy. Then he told, oh, you know that in future all the animals are standing in row to take revenge. They will cut you and they will do like this. Oh, then he, out of fear, he fell on the back of Rishi. Perhaps anywhere it is written that Narada Rishi showed him, and he became infant and saw that in a row, in a line, all animals to whom he has protected, all are standing in row. He will take what and come. He will take and pass. In this way. Hearing this, he became faint. Then the Narada Rishi at once sprinkled water and come sense, and then he took the shelter of Sri Narada. What should I do? Oh, at once you should go to your house. And what wealth or what money, what thing you have, oh, give it to Brahmin. And come with only one dhoti, nothing else. First you should broke your bow. Oh, then how I will maintain my life? Oh, don't care. I will send you so much plenty of food that you cannot eat. Then he went to his house and he donated everything what he possesses and came. And when he came, Naradrishi, oh, you should chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. I will send you so much food. And then Naradrishi went and told, oh, that very cruel hunter has become Vaishnav. You should give him something. And then from villages, oh, so many Vaishnavs, they used to come to see him and with so much plenty of food that in 1 month he cannot eat so much. Then he told, only I want for one day, nothing else. He refused. After some time, Naradrishi came with Parvat Mahara, Parvat Rishi. When this hunter saw his guru there with any rishi, oh, he became overwhelmed and wanted to do pranam and to run and to do abhinandan. But he saw that some ants are there moving. So by his cloth first and then he dandavat. Running but not straight. Oh, where ants? Not. Then Naradrishi told, oh, he was a very cruel hunter. But by the mercy of Krishna, he has been so kind that even he don't want to kill any animal, in even an ant. Then Parvat Rishi told, you are Bancha Kalpataru, or you are Kalpataru. Who will come inside you, any touch, oh, he will be like so. So the story tells that we should not be cruel to any M. Don't kill anyone, not even ant. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has also said, he is telling this. So we should be like that. Give rest to others. Don't criticize anyone, even a bad person. Otherwise, this bad quality will come into you. Srimad Bhagavat it has been told. And yes, Lord. Par svabhava karmani nandi det na prasamsa. Even don't criticize, even don't praise. Because these qualities will come into you. So be careful. After that, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu blessed Sanatana Goswami and he went further. In the meantime, Prakashananda Saraswati, he was the guru of 60,000 Mayabadis, very high class of. And he was guru, Prakashananda. Anyhow, Mahaprabhu went in their council and sat in a very low position where they washed their feet. Then himself, Prakashananda came and took his arms. Oh, you are in our line. You are disciple of Kesava Bharati. So, you should come with me. Oh, I am very low. Anyhow, I think that why you are not practicing Vedanta? Why you are dancing and singing all these things?
Not good for sannyasi.
Oh, you are being a sannyasi. You should not do. I will take you to. I will give you Vedanta Sutra meaning and everything. and you will be in our line. Give up all these things. Then what he told? He told that, oh, Prabhu, my Gurudev gave me a mantra. That is, he told that, oh, you should not be like that. No need of reading Vedanta and all these things. Only you should chant this mantra. And he gave a Gopal mantra. Oh, after some time, I became mad by chanting this name, mantra. Then I don't know who is dancing, who is he, who are. And then this mantra made me dance, singing and overwhelming. So my Gurudev had it. Then he told some Mayabad question. Brahma is selfless, nirguna. Mahaprabhu, all mildly he cut out all his arguments. And he then became
speechless.
His associates, they told that, oh, now we are standing that Shankaracharya has done this wrong thing. Only we are following only for Sampradaya and Rodha, for the sake of Sampradaya. But now we are seeing that you are right. And then his Guru also came and apologized, and they become all Vaishnava. Like you, they become. And then Mahaprabhu left Kashi and told Sanatana, oh, you should write some Vaishnava Sadachar. And then in Vrindavan, Govinda Gopinath Madan Mohan are treated. You should try to, one of them, you should discover. And one thing more. And see, Vigraha Seva, Vaishnava Smriti. Then Sanatana Goswami told, I don't know what are they. Then from Guru Karan, accepting Guru, serving and from. Oh, he told everything, how to serve Vigraha, how to establish Vigraha, how Diksha, how all these things, top to bottom, what he has written in Hari Bhakti Vilas. And then, by the order of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he left there and went to Vrindavan. And from Vrindavan, he went to Jagannath Puri, and there he met. So, in brief, this is Sanatana Puri. Now, before this, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu returning from Vrindavan, and the way when he came to Prayag, Ganga, Jamuna, Saraswati, three meets, three rivers. That is empty. Before Sanatana Siksha. And he was there 10 days. And in Varanasi he was 2 months. And in here 10 days. And he trained Srila Rupa Goswami. Not only trained. He kept his hand on his head. That what I am telling all should come in your heart. Bhakti Rasa is endless. But I am giving only one drop of Bhakti Rasa to you. And then you should explain how I am telling you, and when you write, I will inspire you. Saying this, he began to tell Siddharupa Goswami. What? Sansad Bhramite Kano Bhagyavan.
Thank you. their master.
First, you should tell what Avikarnapur has written for Srila Rupa Goswami.
Opening batsman 100, not
up. Though Swarup Damodar Goswami was Lalita, bosom friend of Radhika, controlling even Radhika, and Ramananda Vishakha. But why we were called Rupanuga, not Swarupanu? Yes, it has been Swarupa Rupa, Rupanu.
Rupa Swarupa
Pada. Because Swarupa Goswami also sprinkled his mercy to, because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu requested all, oh, you should inspire that he can establish my
inner
mood. First, Swarupa Damodar, he was abhinna to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He knew everything what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He is owner most all things. But in the line of Swarupa Damodar, Swarupa Damodar has not written any book. He has written some kartika,
notebook,
that he gave to Raghunath Das Goswami, and Raghunath Das Goswami gave to Kaviraj Goswami. And according to his kartika book, Chaitanya Charitamrita has been there. That is why it has become so
nice
and sweet and praman, more than Bhagavat. So, also Swarupa Damodar, Ramananda, glorifying this. We are all Rupanuga. All Raganuga are not Rupanuga, but all are Raganuga. Raghunath Das Goswami has also glorified him. Sirup Manjari Padarchita Pada Padma Goshanda Nandana Bhujarpita Mastikaya Ha Modatah Kana Gaur Padar Vinda Sambahanani Sanakais Tamakin Kaisya. What meaning? What meaning? Oh, we are describing about Rupanuga. What is Rupanuga? You should understand and follow this Rupanuga process. Are we? Shloka, Atmasuna.
Hare Krishna. So Srila Das Goswami, who famous in this world, that Rupanuga Bhat means best Rupanuga Vaishnava. Although the Rupa Goswami Pad had direct disciple, the Jiva Goswami Pad, he is Rupanuga also. But in our Sampradaya, we preferred Raghunath Das Goswami as a Rupanuga Bhat. He glorified Rupa Goswami Pad and Rupa Manjari. Sri Rupa Karar Chita Pada Padma Gostanda Nandana Bhujar Pita Mastakaya Ha Madata Kanaka Gauri Padara Binda Sang Bahana Nisanaka Itava Kinkarishe. Divine couple, they did so many pastimes in Nikunja Libbon. And after that, Radhika became tired and she kept her head on the lap of Sri Krishna. And Sri Krishna caressing her hair. Seeing this pastime, and Rupa Manjari is massaging the lotus feet of Srimati Radhika. Das Goswami, as a Roti Manjari, is looking towards Rupa Manjari's greedy eyes. What? Sri Rupa Manjari Karar Chita Pada Padma. Sri Rupa Manjari, what she is doing? Karar Chita, by his lotus hand, he is doing archan, means massaging. Whose feet? Radhika's lotus feet, not Krishna's. Karar Chita Pada Padma. And what Radhika is doing? Gosthanda Nandana Bhujar Chita Mastakaya. Keeping her head on the son of Gosthendra. Who is Gosthendra? Gosthendra is Gostha plus Indra Gosthendra, who lives in Gostha, means Braj, and king of Braj means Nanda Baba. And his son means Sri Krishna. She keeping her head on the lap of Sri Krishna. And Rati Manjari is thinking, oh, when the day will come for me, when the time will come for me, then I can massage the lotus feet of Srimati Radhika.
The
remnant of Rupa Manjari. Mastakaya. So, Gosthendra Nandana Bhujar Chita Mastakaya. So, seeing that Rupa Manjari's greedy eyes, Rupa Manjari understood this fact and she told, oh Rupa Manjari, you come here and you can serve Radhika's lotus feet. I have to do render another service. By this way, she gave her remnant service to Das Goswami, and Das Goswami means Rati Manjari now massaging very slowly and softly the lotus feet of Srimati Radhika. So here, getting this service, she is praying to Rupa Manjari, or Rupa Manjari, only by your causeless mercy I can have this service, there is no other way. She is telling, Sri Rupa Manjari Karar Chita Pada Padma Gosthendra Bhujar Chita Mastakaya Ha Matata Kanaka Gauri Padara Binda Sangmaharanya Sanakai Tavakin Kariste. Who is doing? With the sadhak who want to be Upanuga Vaishnav, they have to also this type of prayer and greed if you want to enter in this realm, being Upanuga Vaishnav, want to serve divine couple leaning towards Radhika under guidance of Srila Gurudev. Hare Krishna. Bancha Kalva Kare Bhante Sita Sanjit Sri Vata.
Mahaprabhu was standing there and giving instruction about bhakti ras.
सुबृंदावनेयं रसखेलिवातं खलेन लुप्तं निजशक्तिवृत्तो संचाजरूपं वितनोपमस्य विदो प्रागेव एव लोकसृष्टिम्.
You are chanting, remembering, doing all services to Krishna, but you have desire. I want a very beautiful wife. I want a very beautiful husband. I want to enjoy. And hearing Hari Katha, and others, he is also making hearing. But what if there is no pure bhakti? That is karma kanda. And he will, by that bhakti, he will have praise. Oh, high class of position, a very good wife, and so all these. So these are bhakti bada. These are obstacles in bhakti. I have seen so many. Those who are serving as a brahmachari to Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj. They are brahmachari. I think in this assembly there are so many those who are brahmachari, pakka brahmachari. But what became? Fall down. Their bhakti became loose. They could not protect it. So we should always be very careful for this. If you want pure bhakti, don't desire anything, worldly thing. Anna vilasita sunna. Oh, don't cover your bhakti by karma, jnan, yoga, tapasya, astrology and other things. Be careful. Otherwise, you will have a very good position, you will be very wealthy. I know that how they became all brahmacharis at that time, now so wealthy, so good position. But bhakti where? It went. So we should be very careful. Then, if they will cut all these upsakha, and then mool sakha will go there. But very, be very careful from aparat, from praise, any worldly desire, only to serve Krishna, only to praise Krishna, then it will be bhakti. And then by having this tree, creeper, oh, you can go below and there, oh, you will taste dasaras, sakharas, vatsalyaras, vatsalyaras, and even you can taste ostringaras as gopis. This is the aim and object of all life.
Thank you. One question. This upasaka, who will cut? The guru will cut or the disciple will cut?
He should cut. Mali. Dada, ordinary should cut.
Guru will point out the fault.
But if he is not expert, then he will ask Gurudev how to cut. And then he will tell them, oh, like this. Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, all these kind of bhakti will come only from Shuddha Bhakti. And from Shuddha Bhakti, frame like this comes. And it will increase in sneh, man, pranay, rag, anurag, bhav, mahabhav, and so on. What is then Shuddha Bhakti? Oh, Anna Vilasita Sunyam, you. Anna Vilasita Sunyam, Jnana Karma Jnanabhutam, Al Kodhye. Oh, let me drown. First, you have come to hear, you should hear.
Oh, Jnana Vilasita Jnanam.
As you, Gurudaivam, Gurudaivam, so you should pray to Krishna
and Gurudev also, that you should come in your own position. I know, you should know, Uddhava has not married, Hanuman has not married, especially Narad, Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, Jiva Goswami not. Why? Because if they will marry a lady, half of his energy will go to that lady. And if he is son, 10 sons and 10 daughters, then 20 times plus 1, oh, what will remain? Oh, how he can do? So, we take sannyas for this, if married even, in 4th age, after Banprastha. Only for this, that we can give our whole energy, not a single piece to others. Because Krishna does not take, oh, any part. He only takes
whole.
Complete. Go on.
Here, Krishna Anu Shilanam. The word Anu means
Vrindavan Prabhu has served his Gurudev. Bhagavan Prabhu. He has served his Gurudev, Srila Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaj, in so many ways. He held that Vrindavan Krishna Balram temple. Oh, how beautiful! And everywhere he helped him. I want that he should tell something. 2 lines he has.
Thank you.
Yes, I remember.
I remember meeting you in the room in the guest house.
He liked you so much.
We liked you so much.
Yes, I also. Because you have served your Gurudev. I want that again you should serve. Go on.
I wanted to speak, I haven't studied Sanskrit in a while like a lot of you, but I wanted to speak something practical.